This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Thursday morning. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Tammy Schrantz from Burleson, Texas, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February the 5th, episode 1098, and it's brought to you by Road to the Horse. Good morning, Horse World.
Founded by Tootie Bland and her late husband, Stephen, Road to the Horse has grown beyond what they or anyone else involved in its humble beginnings could have ever dreamed. This unique competition brings together three of the world's top trainers and clinicians, where over 2 days they will gentle a horse in adjacent round pens while thousands of fans relish every moment. Combining education and entertainment, Road to the Horse is truly a one-of-a-kind event.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here. Tammy is with us the first Thursday of every month in our special Road to the Horse episode. And we are, 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away from Road to the Horse?
We are really close. And every now and then, Glenn, on social media, I'll do a, we've got 60 days to go, we've got 50 days to go, and I do this countdown for everyone. And to be honest, I haven't done it the last couple of weeks because I don't even want to know how close it is. There'll be no countdown for a couple of weeks. I got so much work to do. It'll scare me to find out the number. But
well, I'll tell you what. I'll help you because I like scaring you. 1, 2, 3, 4,
no.
5, 6, 7 weeks to Road to the Horse.
Oh, my gosh.
And of course, we're talking March 26th it starts, right?
Yes, 26th to the 29th. Yep, at the Horse Park in Kentucky. So,
now,
yeah.
What I want to do this morning before we get to our first guest, and you have a bunch of them lined up here today. We have a bunch of cowboys, so for all you women out there, it's going to be your morning, let me tell you, because we have a bunch of good-looking cowboys coming up. But before we get to all of that, we'll find out what's coming up on today's show. And then I want to have you, because we have so many new listeners over the last couple of months to Horses in the Morning, I want you to go through for everybody that's new to Road to the Horse what's going to happen. It's kind of give us a day-by-day what they would see if they come, okay? So, but first, let's find out from Jennifer what's coming up.
On today's Road to the Horse episode, we've got three of a kind. And they're all wild cards in this year's event in Lexington. We've got Bobby Knight, Trevor Carter, and James Cooler all stopping by to give us updates on how their horses are doing. Plus, Chelsea Strama from Cinch Jeans is going to stop by for a chat. So stay tuned for the parade, folks.
You just threw Chelsea in there for me, didn't you? So we'd have a cowboy on there. That's what you did.
It's a cowboy day with a girl at the end.
Well, we have two cowgirls, though. You count in that category, so you're in here. Well, Tammy, I got to tell you, I was at the American Equestrian Trade Association. I was at the wholesale show over the weekend. And I mentioned Road to the Horse to several people, and I'm sure you are too. I'm still shocked. It's a number of people who've never heard of Road to the Horse. And I'm going, how could you not have heard of Road to the Horse? But you probably run into people too. And isn't it shocking still that there are people out there?
Yeah, especially when it's like my entire life.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we've pretty much almost sold out. There's a few tickets remaining, but it is going to be a huge show this year. And the more and more, Road to the Horse grows in kind of a grassroots kind of deal. You know, I always like to ask people how they heard about Road to the Horse, and generally it's always like, well, my friends told me about it, or I came and saw it, or, you know, it's amazing how grassroots it still is, and it's totally word of mouth. You know, when there's so much advertising and there's so much social media, when it all comes down to it, it's still word of mouth.
Now, how long has it been going? What year is this?
It started in 2003, and actually, Glenn, I've just finished all the content for the program, and for the program, I went back to each year and kind of ask Tootie not so much about who won, but what do you remember that year? What stands out? What was different about that year? And it's not always the crowning moments. It's the little funny things that I found out a lot of hilarious information about Road to the Horse I never knew. So I found out, you know, 1 year, Glenn, they had fillies instead of geldings, and it really gave those clinicians something to work for. Those fillies weren't a pushover like the geldings.
Little girls were a pain in the ass, huh?
That was in 2005. They had fillies, and those fillies tortured those competitors.
Is that why it's all colts now? Because
that's why
that
it's all geldings. Yeah. And I didn't know that. And then what else did I find out? There were some really funny things. I found out that 1 year they had a chicken in their mystery obstacle. The little chicken was in the cage, and the little horses had to go up to the chicken as kind of a mystery obstacle. Well, the chicken got sick, and Tootie called the vet to come out and give the chicken a clean bill of health. They actually came out to doctor the chicken. This was in 2009, you know.
He was scared to death is what it was.
So all these funny things, like 2010, the mystery obstacle was somebody in a gorilla suit. And apparently they put the person in this gorilla suit way too early, and it was hot, and the person got overheated, and they had to call the medic for the gorilla, you know.
Gorilla pat pal.
Yeah, they said the only person that received medical treatment that year was the gorilla. So all these little funny things that we're finding out that I've really, really enjoyed, you know.
That's funny. Well, you know, did you know, do you have any legacy people that have come to every day of every show since day one?
Yes, there is. And Tootie was discussing that with me. There was a gentleman who found out about Roach with a Horse about 48 hours before the very first event in 2003, and he was in Missouri. There was a really bad ice storm. And he thought, you know, this sounds like fun. So he jumped in his vehicle in the worst ice storm ever, drove all the way to Fort Worth, Texas for the first Road to the Horse, and loved it and has been there ever since. So there's a handful of people that have been to every one, and there are some that have been to 6 or 7 and some 7 and 8. And so there's really, it's a family. It's a loyal following, and it's a close-knit family. So there's a lot that are every year people.
Well, tell us, okay, so we have a bunch of new listeners, and obviously we've established that there are people out there that don't know what it is.
Yep.
So tell us what happened starting on Thursday, March 26th.
26th, yep.
Yep, so what will happen?
That is, Thursday is open to the public. It's going to be our wildcard competition. So what happened was these wildcards came to Road to the Horse last year. They picked out a horse from their meter. And they took that horse home, and they've been working a whole year to get that horse trained where a level he can come back and compete. So,
and these are quarter horses.
Yeah, they're all quarter horses. They were all 3 years old and untouched when they picked them up. So they'll come back a year later, and they're going to have to go through a reining pattern, and they're going to go through an obstacle course. So they're all going to come back and compete against each other. They don't know the reining pattern, and they don't know the obstacle course. So it's challenging. They're all going to compete.
And the obstacles are sometimes a little bizarre. So, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Tootie has a reputation of bringing out the unexpected.
Like gorilla suit, a guy in a gorilla
yeah.
suit. Yeah. You know, the only thing she never did was bring out the real gorilla.
There were
some restrictions there.
Don't give her any ideas. That's what's going to happen Thursday. So by the end
this
of
this year,
Thursday,
it's a lion. We're having a lion this year.
you know, it was funny. One of our
Cincinnati Zoo
staff members was watching the Super Bowl, and they had that big lion come out. So that's caused a lot.
Oh, at halftime? At halftime?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. So they were like, "Oh, Tootie, you need a lion, and you
need a 50-foot lion."
I was like, "Oh my gosh!" So. She has a phenomenal imagination. So anyway, those obstacles, they're going to be challenging. So by the end of Thursday, we'll have a winner, but we won't announce it. The winner of the competition on Thursday is going to be announced Friday. And then Friday, they're going to go straight into the main competition with the other competitors. And the other competitors are Chris Cox. He's a 3-time undefeated champion of Road to the Horse. and Jim Anderson. He's our champion from last year and our wildcard champion. So we're going to have three competitors. We'll have Chris, we'll have Jim Anderson, and then we'll have our wildcard champion from Thursday. And they'll all come together Friday, and then we are running in the AQHA Remuda from the Sixers Ranch, and they will each pick out two colts from that Remuda. And those two colts, they'll work with to gentle and start in front of everybody, and every single minute that they get to touch those colts is going to be in front of those fans. And then on Sunday, they'll be riding those colts through an obstacle course, which is also a secret glen. And then that's how we'll find our winner. So
the neat part about this is, and I watched it last year for the first time, and I'm a horse husband, so I'm not a horse trainer and never professed to be. So I'm sitting there watching from the point of view of somebody, you know, like probably most of the people in the audience, right? They've had experience with horses, but have never trained babies like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really cool about it, and what I got out of it being the first time there, is you really do, because they get an hour and a half with each horse each day, so they really don't get all that much time before
mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do see the progress. And it is fascinating to watch, because they're in round pens. That last year, I think there were four competitors.
Yep.
They're in round pens, and you get to watch them all work at the same time. So what's neat is you see the progress of the horses at different rates over the weekend. You'll see one that starts off a little slow and is way behind at the end of day one where the others are, but ends up by day three that he's progressed the most. His light bulb just didn't come on until a little later. And then you see there was one, was it Jim Anderson? Somebody had the one. No, it wasn't. It was that had the real comedian. There was a horse that last year that was a comedian. I mean, he was funny. And he just loved the whole hamming it up aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just see the personalities come out. Anybody who says horses don't have personalities or they're all the same, you never saw Road to the Horse, because that's where you truly see the personalities come out.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I love about it. I think you don't have to know anything about horses to see a Remuda of wild horses run in and then see someone finish an obstacle course on them Sunday. And I can tell you, Glenn, I'm an experienced horse rider. You wouldn't catch me taking a colt that I've had through 3 hours on through an obstacle course like that.
No.
It's
you're right.
Truly remarkable what these guys can do with these clinicians. So.
And they do it you'll see there, it's all done in a gentle way. It's not, you know, they're not forcing these horses. And what I was impressed with, too, is they really did let them learn at their own speed.
Mm-hmm.
They pushed them along because they had to, but it was when they were ready. They you know, as I said, there was one horse last year that was way behind after day one
mm-hmm.
of everybody else. And you could tell he was way behind, but you could also tell that the clinician was not pushing him. You know, he was mm-hmm. taking him as far as he could go, and that was it, and we'll come back again tomorrow.
Yeah, it is, and it's a competition, and there's a lot of money on the line. But when it comes down to it, Glenn, it's all about the horse, and that's what's important to every single one of the people there, the competitors and the crew and everybody. It is all about the horse.
Now, this year it's $100,000 on the line, right?
Yes, lots of money. Yes.
And I'm going to win $10,000. I understand too.
You know, there's a fan that's going to win $10,000, Glenn.
I'll be in the. I have a seat. Does that mean I qualify? I have a seat.
Yep. We are going to pull some people out of the audience, and they're each going to get a colt to follow through, and that highest scoring colt is going to win that fan $10,000. So. There'll be $110,000 leaving that Altec Arena.
I'm ready. I'm ready to win my $10,000. hey, because I know you, does that mean I have a better chance?
No, I'm not the one who picks the numbers, Glenn.
Who
probably
do I have
be
to
be an IT
no,
guy
just
in the
let
computer.
Me know. Do I have to call Tootie? Is that who I have to call?
That's probably going to be your best bet.
Something tells me that is going to help either.
Hey, but,
real quick here, while Jennifer's getting our first guest on the line, we also have to get a little caught up on you. What have you been up to over the last month? I haven't talked to you.
Yeah, I've been showing a little bit, just kind of teaching and training and showing, and my dear old horse Handsome is doing phenomenal. So, yeah.
Handsome's still out there. How old is Handsome?
Oh, Glenn, don't bring it up. Oh,
sorry.
He is 18 years old.
Wow. Wow.
So,
it's still going strong.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean, he will still buck you off on a cold morning. I mean, not buck you off, but he'll give it a shot, you know. So I jumped on him last night, Glenn. It was really late at night. Turned the lights on, went out to ride at night. And I thought, well, I'll just put a halter on him and I'll just jog him around and stretch him out, you know. Well, I could feel the hump in his back and I just had a little halter on and I had to go back and get a bridle. I was like, I don't get a good feeling about this.
It's amazing how healthy they can be at 18.
Oh, my gosh. Still a total brat. I had him out the front of the barn hand grazing him the other day, Glenn, and I was taking photos of him and I thought, well, we've just finished a four-stage competition. He's really tired. I'll take his halter off so I can get some better pictures of his head, you know.
He was gone. Were you the girl with the loose horse, Tammy?
Yes. I mean, he had sat there and ate grass for 15 minutes with me. And I took his halter off and went to take his picture, and he stuck his head up, and he took off, and he bucked all the way down the driveway. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You have gray hair on your forehead.
You were that girl.
I was that girl. I was like screaming, Matt, get
hey,
a grain
Tammy,
bucket.
We have a song for you. You ready?
I don't want to be that girl.
I was that girl, and he was that horse.
There's always one at every show, isn't there? There's always one at every show. There's a Tammy at every show.
Well, I thought to myself, I can Photoshop the halter off, and then I'm like, well, you know, he ain't going anywhere. He's tired. I don't want to Photoshop the halter off. I'll just take it off. Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm out driving my pony and I think he's tired, Jennifer always reminds me that's when he bolts. So I always have to keep that in mind. Well, we have our first guest ready if you want to introduce him.
Yes, our first guest is 2015 Wildcard Bobby Knight. He has been working with his horse called Wildcat or Tenino Cat. So good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good, good. Great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Bobby, before we get started, I have to ask you the question. How many times a week do you get asked if you have a basketball?
Well, I don't get asked that, but I do get asked if I get mad through a chair occasionally, and I do get asked that. So.
Was Bobby
We're
Knight
not
going to
see
of
any
a...
chair throwing at Road to the Horse, are we? No chair throwing.
No. Okay. I was actually going to use a throw chairing or throwing a chair in my freestyle, but I took it out. So
I think a good idea. Actually, that'd be funny. How about a basketball?
Yeah.
At least get a basketball in there somewhere, okay?
Well, my little horse, I'll be good if I just walk out there with him and survive. So I'll leave the basketball for maybe next year or the year after. So
it'd be like one of Bobby Knight's players. If they get out there and survive, it's good.
He should honestly be called Bobby Knight himself. So he's a different sort. So.
Okay, Tammy. Sorry, I had to ask. Sorry, Bobby.
Well, I feel like I'm out. Is Bobby Knight a basketball player, Glenn?
No, he's a coach. He was a coach for Indiana for how many years?
100.
100, and he was notorious for a bad temper. You know, he always had a bad temper.
He was screaming and yelling at everybody all the time. His players just cringed every time they were in his presence. He was known, his face would get bright red. So, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm not up to date on all y'all sports.
Well, you don't want to know half our sports, Tammy. We're a mess over here in the United States.
I don't understand half your sports. I don't understand football. I mean, it's a different
story.
Yeah,
that's okay. We don't get cricket either, so, you know.
Cricket's easy, Glenn. Protect the wicket.
I'm still trying to figure out g'day mate, Tammy. So, I mean, I don't know that I'll ever figure out anything from Australia.
You know what cracks me up? People that come up to me and say g'day when they're leaving, okay? G'day is good day. It's hello. So when you say it when you're leaving, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, see, I didn't know there was. I didn't know that it was distinguished that way, so I'll have to keep that in mind now. Now I learned something today.
Well, whenever people leave me, they're like, hey, g'day, Tammy, and I'm just like, I didn't even say anything.
Well, maybe they're saying have a good day, and you just don't hear all of it.
Yeah, maybe. Oh boy, yes, it's a lot different over here. So anyway, Glenn, you get us so off track.
I'm sorry.
So Bobby, you're in West Virginia and your wild card horse from the Sixes is Tenino Cat, And he has had a couple of, well, some challenges along the way. So tell us a little bit about Tonight on Cat and where he's at right now.
Well, Cat is, he's right where I'd like to have had him 9 months ago. And, you know, he's got a little bit of a birth defect in his eyes that's limited his peripheral vision to about 30%. So that's been sort of a challenge from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, Bobby? Or just one?
Yes. Both of them. One's a little worse than the other. It's just, you know, maybe something genetic or something like that. But we were going to work past that because I love his physical ability and the way he's put together. And he's got a great mind outside of that little disability. But we were making great progress and doing really well up to about 4 months ago. And then he was struck with a virus called purpura hemorrhagica. And we almost lost him twice. He almost died with us twice. And it was really sad because I've got pictures of where I was riding him 2 days before he was struck with this, and you wouldn't even recognize the horse. So he had swole out in hives. And you know, it's a virus that lays dormant in their body until they're either stressed or something gets to them or something that triggers it, and then it comes out. And it's been somewhat of a mess. And he's a fighter. You know, I love him for his heart. He's a powerful little animal with a great mind and a great spirit. So it's been a struggle. But we're glad to have him where he's at now. So
how different has that been, training him with his limited peripheral vision? Have you had to build more trust in him, give him more confidence? What have you done differently with him?
Well, anyone that knows me knows that I'm not really vocal with a horse. I never say anything to him, for one. I've never had one speak back, so I'm fairly convinced they don't know what I'm saying. But I just don't talk to him, and that's been different because now I approach him, I'll talk to him, let him know I'm around, and when I come in with the saddle, I'll talk to him a little just to let him know that I'm there. The approach has been a little slower. I've had to slow things down through my horsemanship. That's been tough, but it's not stopped us. We've covered ground and we've done great, and I would be right where I needed to be right now if it hadn't been for the virus that he got.
So what's his long-term prognosis with that virus? Is that something that he's dealt with now that he'd be stronger for, or has it affected him in any way permanently, or is he in good shape?
I believe he's in good shape. I've been speaking with Dr. Blodgett at Four Sixes, and he's been very encouraging, very helpful, and I've sent him pictures of how things have been going, and you know, from his hocks to his knees, when it happened, all four of those areas swole up to about the size of a volleyball, and then they busted open, and we were really concerned that was going to cause some arthritis and some long-term things like that. But, you know, when I got him out and started working him and he was bucking and running and carrying on, I believe he's going to be good.
He's in good shape.
I believe he's in good shape. The future is bright for him. I'm going to give him the best home I can. Just take my time with him. If I wasn't on a deadline, things would have been a lot easier, but now it's just a matter of a bright future for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's great. So this little guy is obviously had a lot of challenges, but is going to attend Roads with a Horse. And really, with him, it's not even about the competition anymore with him. It's about his competition with his life, and that he's won. So
exactly. I was raised hard. I was raised in an abusive family and in a different type of situation than a lot of kids that that there was things I seen I shouldn't have seen, and things I went through that I shouldn't went through, and I fought through it. And today I'm a better man because of it. And I feel in my heart that this horse was sent to me because of that, because I understand what a tough life's all about. And and I knew where he was coming from. So it's enabled me to be more patient with him. It's enabled me to grow with him and become a better horseman. And I wouldn't change anything for nothing.
So you guys have this. There's a bond there that you guys share of strength, really.
Yeah, there's a very strong bond. It's a love-hate relationship. I mean, he loves me some days, he hates me some, and I love him some days, and I hate him others. So,
Bobby, it's just like a marriage.
That's what I was thinking, Glenn.
Yeah, but I don't remember saying I do to him. So I would like for him to start giving to me a little. But I take the world of him. He's made me a
better
boy.
He doesn't make your dinner either, does he? He doesn't cook. He doesn't clean.
No,
nothing. Nothing.
I'm still trying to figure out what he's offering me. I mean, it's a very weird relationship. So.
It's just like a marriage, one way. Yeah, right, Bobby? Yeah. Just the same. Yep.
Yeah, I'm already going through that. I don't need a double dose of it. So
now, on a serious note, though, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and there was a reason this horse ended up with you, and it's just because you because of what you've been through, you understand him, and it's probably good he didn't end up with someone who wasn't going to have that kind of empathy for this particular situation.
Yes, sir, I agree 100%, and, you know, in the horse industry, it's who can make the cut and who can be the best horse out there, and I'm glad he's here because I've got other horses that I enjoy working with and compete with, and I can take my time with him and watch him grow and become the horse I know he can be.
Absolutely, and that's phenomenal, Bobby. And everyone at Roads with a Horse really has their hat off for you and is extremely grateful of the opportunity you've given this horse. So, you know, when it comes to the event and everyone understands the journey that this horse has had, I mean, you're the champion in our book already, and we appreciate you and what you've done for that horse so much.
Well, thank you all. I'm not going to lie, I'm already... In my mind, I get teary-eyed just thinking about walking him in there because I'm not going to win with him. I'm not even going to compete with him. My goal is to take him there and walk him out and let him shine in front of the world for the fighter that he is. And I'm just proud for that moment, and I wouldn't change a thing. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if people have questions about horsemanship stuff or if they're working with a difficult horse, what's the best way for them to contact you, Bobby, through website or Facebook?
My website, www.knighthorsemanship.com, mm-hmm. or through Facebook. I have a business page through Knight Horsemanship or my personal page, Bobby Knight in Jumping Branch, West Virginia.
And, you know, Bobby, I want to point that out, too. You are in West Virginia, and a lot of your the people that you work with at Road to the Horse and other places are out of the South, or they're in Texas, they're in Florida, they're in other places. So there's not a lot of guys like you in West Virginia. So and I know we have a lot of listeners there. So if you're looking for somebody for colt starting or problem solving or riding lessons or whatever, just check out the website at knighthorsemanship.com because he is in your area. So
yes,
something
sir.
To keep in mind. Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on, and thank you for taking care of this horse that, you know, he didn't want to get sick either. So, you know, thank you for taking care of him and being there for him when he did.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me, and the pleasure is all mine, and I look forward to bringing him and letting him shine at Road to the Horse, and I'm excited.
Awesome. And we can't wait to see him. Thanks, Bobby.
All right. See you there, Bobby.
All right.
And bring that basketball.
Yeah, I'm sure will.
See you, Bobby.
All right.
Bye, bud. He's so
what
nice.
A nice guy. What a nice guy. He knew what I was talking about just because you foreigners don't understand basketball. He knew exactly what
I don't understand basketball. And I have actually been to a football game. I went and watched the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, you did? That's my team.
Well, you know, I don't understand. I understand the goal is to get the ball to the other side, but why do we have to jump on people every 5 seconds? Can we just play ball?
Spoken by a true Australian. Your next guest is ready if we want to just go right to Trevor.
Our next guest, Trevor Carter, is a wild card from 14 and 15, so he's returning for the second time. He rode Switch or Oat Power in 2014 and finished fourth in the competition. So he's back in 2015 with a brand new horse. So good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Good. We're great.
Good morning, Glenn.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Hey, before we get started, I have to ask you about your lovely wife and family. Trevor has the most beautiful family ever.
He does.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful, cute little kid.
Yeah,
they're,
exactly.
They're rocking and rolling this morning. I talked to Tammy yesterday, and she said, oh, you're going to be up early. And I said, no, these boys keep us early. So
how many do you have now?
No,
is it two now? It seems like every time I see your wife, she's pregnant. So I don't know how many I have anymore.
We have two right now.
Two, okay, all right.
Yes.
She actually was a guest on our show last year at Road to the Horse.
Yes,
she came over and joined us and talked about the wives' perspective of all of this, which was interesting. So hopefully we can get her back again and we can see if it changes year after year.
I bet she'll be able to. So getting her hands freed up. Our youngest one is starting to bounce around, not quite walking, but yeah, I'm sure she'd be happy to join in on a conversation.
Yeah, she was pregnant at last Road to the Horse. Didn't she have the baby soon after? Wasn't that the deal?
We had our boy in August. So, yes, she was.
Yeah.
We had just found out about a month or two before. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
But no surprise this Road to the Horse. So.
Oh, no? We're
nope.
Not pregnant this Road to the Horse? Okay, good. All right. Just well, you have time yet. You have 7 weeks.
That's good to hear, Glenn. I appreciate the update.
Good job, Glenn.
You've
been getting us off track all morning.
Sorry. Go ahead, Tammy.
So, Trevor, going back to your new wildcat horse, Royal Wall, tell us a little bit about him and how he's been different to switch the colt that you had in 2014. And
you know, Tammy, this horse, he's obviously a different bloodline. He's a little bit smaller than Switch. He's not as broad a horse. And, you know, Switch just had a really good presence. Like, he was very stoic. This horse, with him being a little bit smaller, he's a little bit cattier, you know, quite a bit more athletic, you know, left and right, and, you know, still has a lot of power and drive, and just had a lot of fun with him. You know, this horse, you know, he's come along really well the last 2 months, and
mm-hmm.
we've actually just got back from Fort Worth, and we showed him in a couple of shows. We were involved with some ranch and heritage shows that we've actually shown Switch in earlier in the year as well.
Uh-huh.
And then we showed him in some versatility, and we had a rain in that we went to. So just trying to get him out and having a good time with him and just really pleased with his progression. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great that he's been able to get out and start showing already.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, just to get him out and let him see the bright lights. And, you know, he's got enough athletic ability to where it comes easy to him. I just want to give him a good, you know, event and just let him see what it's all about. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
he handled everything really well.
And he's by Royal Fletch, which was an NCHA Futurity Champion.
Yes,
Royal Fletchers are known, well, from the experience I've had with him, known to be, I don't want to say hard-headed, but a strong personality. Is he like that?
You know, I've heard a lot of that, and I knew that going into it as well, Tammy. So, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me, what was your thought process going into it? But,
yeah.
You know, I've always, you know, listened to what folks have for advice, you know, breeding and bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that horse just stuck out to me, and I wanted to give it a shot. And I've been really pleased with him. You know, that's part of the reason he got his name Sailor, because everything's just been so smooth for him. So, you know, he's an easy ride. He just glides across, you know, the arena or the pasture, wherever we're going. You know, as far as it being hard-headed, I think I'm more of that, more than he is. So, you know, just learning how to get along and what I can ask of him, I think that's more on my plate than his. But I wouldn't really call him hard-headed. He's just, you know, let them see new things has just been pretty easy for him. So I always have that in the back of my mind, like he's a Royal Fletch. Oh, excuse me, Glenn.
Well, I was just going to say that whole nature versus nurture thing, too, comes into play there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
It probably,
yeah,
a little bit, yes, sir. You know, so I just take it in stride and know that that's, you know, one of the stereotypes out there about him. But, you know, just giving him the best chance, he's come through, so.
Yeah, and I think that reminds us, like, when we have a horse with bloodlines or personality or something, not to pigeonhole them and put them in the box already without them, you know, earning their spot there. So
you bet.
Yeah, I think you've just got to take them how they are, and he looks like he's been a phenomenal horse.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I've just been real happy. Of course, my boys fall in love with him now. Just last night at dinner, he put Switch on the back burner, and now Sailor's his. So they're just they're getting along, and he says hi to him almost every single day. So.
Aww. So tell us a little bit, going back to 2014, Switch was, he did have an amazing presence about him. What have you been doing with him?
You know, the last 2 months, Tara and I have been on the road. So Switch has been back home. He,
mm-hmm.
We had some outside horses that we had in, so we took them on the road with us. But Switch, you know, he comes in and out of, you know, some riding. If we got a show coming up, I'll bring him up and get him going. But for right now, he's just been out in the pasture, and he's been taking care of some babies that we just weaned. So he hasn't quite deserved the grandfather role, but, you know, we'll bring him up after Road to the Horse and get him back in shape and go back to showing him. So, and I believe Tara's going to show him as well. So,
oh, great.
Trevor,
we'll get her back in the saddle.
I just got a question from one of our listeners, Becca, here on Facebook. And she asked the question because we had Bobby Knight on earlier. And you know, after coming up, we're going to have James Cooler on. So she asked the question, where does your income come from? How do you guys make your money? Is it all in breaking? Is it a combination of everything? So I think she's just trying to figure out how can you make a living doing what you guys do?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm glad it was asked. When I got into this, you know, I didn't really know about clinicians. I didn't really know about videos. I didn't really know where you got educated. So I really had to seek out, you know, some teachers that could, you know, teach me and get me going. And I'd say probably most of our income comes from teaching. And so going out on the road, and my wife and I have a setup where we do some video lessons with folks to where they can, you know, keep stay in touch with us throughout the year without us having to be there in person.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it keeps horse training, you know, not the main income, but just something fun and a sport, you know, something that keeps me really honest and not something I have to get up and do every single day. So, you know, we've got our horses in training. We've got a few outside horses in training. But for the most part, our income comes from teaching. So teaching and traveling.
Now, you guys don't have – do you have a working ranch? Is there cattle?
Yes, sir. We run some Hereford cows, and we've got a few brood mares. So we keep our numbers low so my wife and I can travel. And my in-laws live here close, and they help take care of things while we're gone. So we have enough cows to keep our horses going and nothing too big to get us away from going out and teaching. So, yeah, we use our horses daily out there.
That is one of the hardest parts we have to deal with, and Tammy, too, because you travel so much for shooting competitions, is when you go, it's finding babysitters, you know, for the animals, animal sitters. It is a challenge that horse people have to deal with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Our last trip that we were able to head out on, Glenn, we had some good weather, and it got a little cold there, but, you know, my father-in-law is very capable of going out and checking things and getting through the ice and the snow, so our horses are in good shape, and we keep them fed up, so.
Yeah, you're lucky you have that, actually, because it is tough. I know we're leaving today. We only have two horses here at the farm, but, you know, that is the other thing. Whether you have two or 20, they still need fed, you know, so you really do have to always be thinking about getting that covered every time you go away.
Most definitely. That's a priority, Glenn, because we want to make sure they're happy and healthy, especially when we come back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, Trevor, but, you know, when you say you teach people, I think there's a higher purpose when you do that. I mean, for me, to see someone come in with a colt, even with mounted shooting, that hasn't been shot off, and then you watch them all the way to go up to their first competition, and they're so excited, and everything works out so well, I think there's a huge satisfaction of watching somebody achieve goals. And to me, that's what, it's not even about the income or the teaching money or any, it's about being able to help somebody and watch them grow. To me, that's a huge reward.
Yes, Tammy, that really is. You know, going back to what you're talking about, royal flesh and hard-headed, you know, the teachers that taught me, they probably would have classified me as hard-headed. And it was just, I wasn't skilled and I didn't grow up with it, so it was hard for me. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
the benefits of watching folks, just like you said, to where you can help them and just see them, you know, start to go on their own path and start to get it and really be helpful with horses. And actually, when they turn around and start teaching other people as well, that's very rewarding. So
mm-hmm.
I've always said if I wasn't into horses, I'd be into coaching of some sports. So
that's the same thing,
in
I
my
guess.
Blood.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So, Road to the Horse, right around the corner. What things are you working on with your sailor before the event? Are you just tuning everything up, or is there specific areas that you really got to work on before? Where are you at?
Yes, Glenn, let me know. It's 7 weeks away earlier. And,
yeah, let me know, too.
I try to help any way I can.
You know, Tim, we just got back into town and getting things, you know, lined out around here. He had one day off when we got back, and things that we're really focused on, you know, just fine-tuning some maneuvers. You know, obviously we've got that raining portion of it, but you know, start going back to trail obstacles. And really what he's going to do is, you know, help you just get back to work and help Halt to break a few horses and just give him a lot of variety while we're here. So when we really get closer, when it comes time to travel, we'll just, you know, hone in on a few more maneuvers, and I'll probably stop in and see a few guys and just get some few pointers. So, you know, just really trying to dial them in and just throw whatever I can at them, because I don't know what the trail and obstacle course is going to be about. So.
I do, and I'm not saying a thing. But you want to be prepared.
I heard something about lions, Trevor. I don't know. I just thought it. You might want to borrow a lion to practice with. That's just something. It's a rumor. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Glenn, because watching the Super Bowl halftime, I saw that.
Exactly.
I think they were trying to borrow that lion. That's the one they're trying to get.
Like, I hope Booty's watching, but I can only imagine what we're going to run into. So I'm thankful to be a part of it and ready to go out there and do it.
Yep.
So.
It is going to be an obstacle challenge.
I bet it will.
You know what last year, Trevor, was my first time watching it, and one of the things that really stuck out to me, and I know who won in previous years, and I know them personally, and Jim Anderson really showed this, is the showmanship of the rider as well. It, you know, and becoming a fan favorite throughout the entire competition, it really did play a factor, I think, last year. Because he really played, they really play off the audience, and the audience plays off of them. And that really, and I saw that with some of the wild card competitors, too. Is that something that you saw last year as well?
You know, I did, Glenn. And, you know, we had a strong support group there as well, and I was so happy to see other
Yeah, you did.
There.
They were very vocal.
And, and what I'm so thankful for is just the support, not only for Tara and I and Road to the Horse, but what they did for other wild card competitors. And it is a great event. You know, I can think back when I got to watch it, I was cheering on for certain folks and, you know, wanted to see everybody do well. So it's really fun being down there. You want to be there for your horse, and you also want to be there to put on a good show for the folks. Because that's what, just like Tammy was saying, going back to the teaching, you want people to get educated. So I want people to be involved and let them know that they're right there in the arena with us. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And people can catch you on the concourse at Roads of the Horse 2015. You've got a booth up there where they can come and chat and talk to you and ask any questions and learn more about you. And what's the website if they want to learn more now, Trevor?
The website is www.carterranchhorse.com. And we've got a Facebook page. It's my name, Trevor Carter, Horseman Cowboy. You can offer any questions or suggestions or send pictures and videos, whatever you would like. But yes, Tammy, we'll have a booth up there. We actually pulled it out of the works just the other day. It's out on our barn floor. We're getting that ready to load up and haul back to Kentucky. So,
and I will add that you got my Booth of the Year award last year on the show.
I know. It was awesome. Wasn't it, Glenn?
You got a beautiful booth. You put some work into that, baby. Yeah.
And that's all my wife's design. She's just phenomenal and really the backbone behind all this. That's no surprise to any couple out there. She really is the strength behind this and allows me to do the things that I'm allowed to do. So I'm very
thankful. Is that why she was carrying a whip the whole time? Was that for you?
No, that's probably a rope to keep our boys in line. So she doesn't need to use that on me. So I'm well trained. I'm well trained. I don't need any more reminders. So
thank you, Trevor. Trevor Carter, we're looking forward to seeing you next in 7 weeks.
We are too good.
CarterRanchHorse.com. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Tammy. Right. We'll see you there.
Thanks. Bye. Glenn, you're scaring everybody.
Well, you know, start over. HRN host accommodations are provided by Clarion Hotel in Lexington, Kentucky. It's where Jennifer and I stay every time we are in Lexington. Hurry and book your hotel accommodations now for Road to the Horse at the Clarion Hotel. Your rate will include a full breakfast buffet every morning, free Wi-Fi, and free airport shuttle to and from the airport for those of you that are flying in. They have a terrific full-service restaurant called Cortland Southern Kitchen. If you like some Southern cooking, and you'll find it there. We ate there last year. And if you like bourbon, they have a bourbon bar. So what more do I need to say about that? They also have a pizza restaurant in-house, and they have this huge indoor pool. So if you have kids along, it's a great hotel to stay at because they have a pool and a whirlpool and a sauna and slides. It's really cool. They're 10 minutes from the Kentucky Horse Park. You can give them a call at 859-233-0512. That's 859-233-0512. And ask for the Road to the Horse group block to receive the discounted rate. That's 859-233-0512. And ask for the discounted rate for Road to the Horse, or you can visit them at ClarionHotelLex.com. And, you know, and I know the hotel you stay at is close by, too. It is very important to stay at a hotel that's, like, within 10 minutes of the park. If you're on the other side of town, traffic gets bad, and it takes a while to get over there. So, you know, it's amazing how traffic does get bad during these events. Well, there's 10,000 people in town, you know, for Road to the Horse.
That was funny, Glenn, because one of the things, like we're talking about earlier, that article that I was writing about the history of Road to the Horse, one of the things that Tudy remembers and reminds was the very first year the 4-6s came, Dr. Blodgett calls the Cowboys at the Coliseum, and he said, man, I don't know what is going on. There must be an accident up here, because there is traffic, bumper to bumper, for 8 miles. And it was Dr. Blodgett's first Road to the Horse. So he calls the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are like, Dr. Blodgett, there's not an accident. It's Road to the Horse. You know? And he was amazed that a horse event like that could cause that much traffic problems.
And it is nice because the one thing the Kentucky Horse Park does well is manage traffic. They learned that in the equestrian games in Rolex every year.
Yep.
So it is, once you get over there, you're going to get into the park and you're going to park, and they have shuttles, right, running from most of the mm-hmm. parking lots and things. And it really is set up nice once you get there.
Yep.
But Route 4, there's a circle road that goes around Lexington. I know, we used to live there. And Route 4 is that circle road, and boy, I can get tied up. So you definitely want to be as close as you can. And I do know that the Clarion has some rooms left, so you can give them a call. Well,
awesome.
And boy, you have us rocking and rolling today. We don't have time to even
You're
chat.
Doing your best to get us off track with every guest.
I am. What can I talk to James about? How can I get him off track?
James, you know, he's got a phenomenal little horse. I love his little horse.
Well, that's not going to get him off track. That's on track.
So, no.
All right. Well, let's talk to him and find out. I'll find something. All right. Yeah.
Good morning, James. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. Good, James. The other two I got off track before we even started, but I have nothing. I have nothing for you. What do you want to talk about that's stock horse related?
Stock horse related, huh?
No, that's
well,
not
you can always talk about.
That's not.
Oh, that's not horse related.
Yeah.
See, that's how.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
where
you
my
know
head
what?
Is.
I can
I
talk about
stock horse.
Yeah,
Glenn, I asked James to come on the show, and he said he'd love to, and he said he had some radio DJs in his family. That was you, wasn't it, James?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
He has a history of talent on the radio. There is your
off
track.
Oh, I guess so. I don't know if I don't know how well I portray it, but my mom's father, my grandfather, he was a great broadcaster, and he owned radio stations a little bit here and there, smaller ones, and owned a basketball team that he was a broadcaster for, and he almost. At one point in time, was the announcer and broadcaster for the South Carolina Gamecocks, which, if you're familiar with SEC football, that was kind of a big deal. So he kind of had a lot of those affiliations. And then his son, my uncle, Rich, kind of carried on in his footsteps. And when he was, I think, 19 years old or maybe even 18, he got picked up by a station out of, I think, Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. I never can remember. And he went on to have a great career, and he ended up winning the Marconi Award. I'm not sure if
yeah,
you're familiar with that.
That's a radio award. Yeah, I'll never win one. But yeah, I know it.
You've heard of it.
Well,
I've heard of it.
I don't know exactly what it is. I just know it was a pretty big
deal.
It's
like the Oscars for radio. It's a big deal. It's like the Oscars for radio.
Every time I'm on the phone with him, I'm like, I feel like I'm on a radio show. He's just got that magical kind of voice. So it's so at any rate, yeah, no, every time I do the radio show with you guys, I'm like, well, I hope I
Well,
hold up par for the family here.
If you would like to audition, we could have you introduce a song or call a play or, you know, whatever you'd like.
Well, that would definitely get me off track.
You do have a good voice for it, though, and you have the personality for it. I can see you announcing it Road to the Horse someday. I can see it.
Oh, well, shoot. I hope no matter what that the journey keeps happening with Road to the Horse, it sure is a lot of fun to be a part of. So.
Absolutely, and you have a phenomenal horse.
He does.
Yeah, first six.
Well,
gun.
You know, yeah,
great horse.
First six gun. You know, we call him Gus. He is. You know, We've come leaps and bounds with all of our maneuvers. We have our flying lead changes down, super solid. You know, he can roll back left and right, really nice. Our turnarounds are just really starting to kind of feel like they're getting some nice zip to them. He's stretching out and hunkering down. And, you know, when they get to that stage, you've got to be careful because it gets addicting working on your turnaround. So I'm always making sure not to go too far with it. And then, you know, we're really making some great improvement on our stops. Just, you know, we kind of went through some tough weather where the outside pins were frozen and whatnot. So I didn't get to start adding to a real big stop, you know, as soon as I hoped to, but we've kind of been making that up lately. And, yeah, he's just been amazing in that regard. He's not one of those horses that is going to be, like, flashy and real uppity about the moves, but at the same time, he just always surprises you as to how much he can actually pull out from under the hood, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a lot of fun. And then his confidence continues to do really well. On Valentine's Day, we're teaching an obstacle clinic at a facility that has a pretty challenging course. So I'm really excited to see how he's going to take that. But I feel very confident because he's had overall just a pretty natural level mm-hmm. of confidence. So he's really been a lot of fun to train, that's for sure.
Awesome. You'll have to video. You've got a couple of videos out of him doing some obstacle courses that we've seen on Roads of the Horse Facebook that he just looks – he looks solid already.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, there was some practice that went into that, obviously. It wasn't his first time on that course. But, you know, there was nothing on that course that took, any real work to convince him. And I've never really come across an object or an obstacle that has taken – any work. The only thing that he's ever kind of hesitated and said, no, let me think about this, it was a kiddie pool with water and little floaty balls in it. And
I'd have to think about that too.
yeah, right. You know, but again, you know, his thinking was, well, let's just walk up and look at it. And, oh, yeah, okay, that's good. And my joke for him is that he wouldn't be a very good character in the horror movies. You know, he'd be the guy that's like going in the basement to see what he heard or something like that. And, you know, he's just got that sense of curiosity. When something is peculiar to him, he wants to go look at it right away. And for obstacle course type stuff, you know, that trait is very welcome when you're training, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Glenn's reminding everyone the entire show we're only 7 weeks away from Road to the Horse, which is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to scare
mm-hmm.
you all.
So, what's your plan? From now until then, are you just tying up loose ends, building confidence, or are there particular things you're working on?
Yeah, no, I feel like I have the fine sandpaper out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that there's nothing really major left to achieve. I don't feel like I have a big chunk of anything to bite off.
That's awesome.
And that was kind of my goal, you know. By the middle of January, I wanted to feel that way, and I was pretty much there. So every day we work, you know, just to get a little bit better. You know, I pretty much have a real thorough warm-up, get him kind of engaged into the day, and then we kind of practice our reining and ranch pleasure, you know, type of maneuvers. Try to make that engaging and positive, but always taking a little bit of a step forward. And then after that, we, you know, go around and we play with some obstacle stuff just, you know, I work a lot on, you don't even have to have a crazy object, you know, or an obstacle to help them get the idea, you know, just go to the other side and you're going to get your comfort. You know, I do a lot of work in that regard to where mm-hmm. we get to the other side of something, then I let them stop and think about it. And so we just do a lot of that. And there's some fun places where we're at that we can ride around and really challenge that. And then we've got some clinics coming up that are going to have some new courses. So that'll be super that we get to ride on. And yeah, you know, work has slowed down a little bit. We had some money kind of tucked away for this time of year so that we didn't have to try to endure a full workload as we prepare for it, because you really
mm-hmm.
just can't. That's about impossible. And so, yeah, you know, we feel like we're in a pretty good place.
Yeah.
And we'll be up in Ohio at Happenstance Stables about 2 weeks before, and they're only about an hour and a half from the horse park, so it's kind of a nice layover
perfect.
For us that way. Yeah, and they have an indoor with obstacles, and they have good footing, and then they have an outdoor course, weather permitting, that we'll be able to play on right up to the event. And so that's kind of the game plan as of right now,
mm-hmm.
just to
mm-hmm.
kind of stay real steady and just keep polishing it and you know feel good about what you're taking to the event. So
yeah,
I tell you what, you're exuding confidence here, and the rest of the wild card competitors are listening to this going, oh God.
I still know about that.
Good job, James. Hey,
well,
James, I got to ask you about something. Next week is Valentine's Day, and one of the things that also impressed me last year, just it was my first year watching, was, you know, there were a lot of things that impressed me, of course, the horsemanship and all of that, but it also impressed me about almost all of you guys have very supportive wives and families, and I know you work with your wife, Kate, and you kind of have a business together. How important is that to be successful in what you do?
Oh, well, there's a simple answer to that. I wouldn't be here without her. You know, I mean, there's just no way in the world that I would be able to do, you know, what we're doing, not only with our business, but being a part of Road to the Horse and everything else without her. You know, she.
Now, well, let's ask you that. Let's expand upon that a little bit. Now, you. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife and I have worked together all our lives. Not a lot of couples, by the way, can successfully do that and be married for 30 years. So, but do you divide up responsibility? Somebody does the book, somebody does scheduling, somebody does, you know, is that how you make it work?
Yeah, you know, we're not like super formal about it. I guess there's some things that have just naturally, you know, become a little bit my thing or a little bit her thing. But at the same time, there's a lot of crossover. You know, when we're training, we work together a lot. A lot of times she'll warm up the horses on the ground for me, and I'll do some riding, or we'll just ride together. Sometimes, you know, one of us will feed, and sometimes both of us will feed. It just kind of depends on the day. But, you know, yeah, she kind of is a little bit more the scheduling specialist, I guess you could say. She's, you know, but we were, she won't do anything without coming to me first. Sometimes I'm bad about saying, just handle it. I don't have time to think about it. But, you know, it certainly is a team effort, and we don't have anything very divided up too much, you know, to where we don't talk about it. I mean, it's just us. So we talk about pretty much everything. And we've got some great friends that have helped us out, you know, with, you know, my mom's involved too. She runs our website, and, you know, anytime we need an advertisement or a flyer or something like that, she can put that together for us. You know, and so it's just an overall team effort, and you kind of got to take it as it comes at you. And sometimes you got to make adjustments, and sometimes things change and opportunities come along that you weren't expecting. And, you know, it's just a big wave that you got to ride and try to keep it organized.
Tammy, I got to say, I can't wait to meet Kate, actually, at Road to the Horse, because I feel a little kinship with her in that I also have owned some extra large black Percherons. And I know that when she was a teenager that she had a big black Percheron named Bentley. So,
holy smokes, that is very impressive that you know that. Yeah.
I do my research.
Are you a stalker?
Yeah.
I am a stalker.
Are you one of those fans?
Well, I'm excited that we're finally talking about her more than me, because there's been so much speaking in the car card that she deserves some of this.
Well, I'll tell you, we lost him. He just dropped off. I think we lost his call. Well, we were about to say goodbye to him here. Let's see, Jennifer, if you're there, if you could just give him a quick call back. Yeah, apparently she learned to ride, and one of her horses was an 18-plus hand Percheron named Bentley. So, and the quote was, he was green and stubborn. Everyone, he said, he was too much for me to handle, and apparently she worked through that. You know what? If you can learn to ride on a green, stubborn Percheron, you can ride anything.
I would love one of those, Glenn.
One of these days, it is on my bucket list to get another Percheron. The problem is we live in Florida where hay is, what, $10, $12 a bale, and they eat a bale a day. So it's a very expensive proposition to own a Percheron here in Florida. You're down in Texas where hay is a little bit cheaper. So.
Yeah, it's still expensive. I get all my hay from Colorado or New Mexico or something. So.
Is that right? You still have to ship in? They don't
alfalfa
grow a lot?
Alfalfa, I do, yeah. I feed alfalfa and grass hay, so I ship all my alfalfa in, so it's 20-something bucks a bale.
James, are you back? We were just talking about you behind your back.
Yeah,
Glenn's back.
Shoot, sorry, guys. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. My phone just kind of pooped out on me there.
No problem. We were just talking about Kate and Percherons and how I would love to own one again someday, but it's so expensive for hay down here, and they eat a lot. So
Oh gosh, don't they?
I can't wait to talk to her about have some Percheron talk when we're there. So
I'm sure she'll be excited, and when she, I'm not even going to tell her about this. I'm just going to say I have to listen to the interview.
Well, there you go.
Well, you'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
You will not be on the couch today.
Yeah, you said all the right things. Good job.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah.
So, but,
so you didn't warn him I was going to be asking about all this either, so we caught him off guard, and he still passed the test.
Yeah, you guys, I see your game plan. You got in touch with me late last night. You got me on the show, and then you got me off track. You guys are good at this.
Glenn is great.
No, it's a lot
job.
Of fun. Yeah.
Well, it is Cooler Horsemanship, COOLER Horsemanship.com. Where are you out of? What state?
Well, we are out of North Carolina, just north of Greensboro, North Carolina. It's probably the best way to explain it. We also do some work up at in Ohio. And, we're working to build our clinic schedule. And we have our online video horsemanship library. Like you said, coolerhorsemanship.com. And looking forward to seeing everybody at Road to the Horse. And, gosh, yeah, it's only 7 weeks away. So it's time to start really buckling down, not that we haven't been all year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Glenn, for the countdown. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I could do
yeah,
the
really.
Minutes, if that would help. You know, count the minutes, too, if you'd like. Dave sounds like he's ready. He's the most confident one we've talked to here.
Yeah. Prepaid.
Oh, geez. Well,
no pressure
they're all probably not letting on to what they got, I'm sure. Maybe
they're
highly on
this. This is like a poker game now.
Who knows? I could be
bluffing.
Maybe I'm bluffing. You never know.
Oh, that's good thing. He could be holding like a 2 and a 3 in his hand and have nothing.
No, I've seen his video. He's got some royal cards in there.
Well, I am working on a video update, so I'll be bringing some of the latest and greatest out here pretty quick. So
awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, James.
All right, you bet, and thanks for having me.
You're
and,
welcome.
Sorry about the phone mishap.
Oh, you're good.
We'll,
don't give your wife a
we'll
hot
look
sport.
Forward to talking to you. Absolutely, I will. I will. And again, thanks for mentioning her. It really means a lot. She's so much to all of this. So we'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, see you in Kentucky.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Super nice guys this morning. They're all super nice guys.
They're
it's
all
fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know, I meant that. I really meant that. I think that it was plainly obvious, especially with the wild cards, how much the support teams really were there for them at the show last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that is it's a huge point of it, and it's a year-round thing. It's tough, you know.
Definitely tough. Well, we are is there tickets left? Let's talk about that before we get to our next guest.
There are tickets left, but there is not very many. So if you have any inclination of going, you better jump online at roadtothehorse.com and grab what tickets we have left.
And, you know, it's not a bad event. And this happened last year. We had a bunch of listeners come last year. And
uh-huh.
a lot of them came by themselves, you know, because their husbands weren't interested or whatever. They didn't have anybody. And they came down by themselves. This is an event you can go to by yourself and still enjoy it. You know, there's some things you don't want to go to by yourself, right? You know, that it's definitely a couple thing. You know, but this, wouldn't you agree that this is, and you probably have a lot of singles come to this.
Makes it sound like a single event.
Yeah.
You can meet somebody.
Well, you can sign up at the beginning, and they'll put your name up on the board, a little bit about you, and you'll have a friend before it's over.
Yeah, no, it's a great event, and there's a lot of things to do there. There's a lot of shopping, some vendors and sponsors, and there's always something going on at the arena, and there's always something exciting going on. Something unexpected, thanks to Tootie Bland. So it's a great event, and yeah, you don't need a big group to come there.
I'm really surprised Tootie hasn't thought of the singles thing. If you know, she could make some money doing that. That'll be next year. There'll be a sign up when you come in, and they'll have a cocktail party for singles. I'm telling you,
Glenn.
I have all these great ideas, Tammy.
I feel like I'm reeling you in the whole show. Come back, Glenn. Come back.
See, after the show, I'm leaving for Wellington for the weekend, and we're going down there to watch some jumping and some dressage and to hang out with Reese and Phillip.
So
my ADD is kicking in. It's warm down there. It's 70 degrees. We'll
kicking
be coming,
in?
By the way.
It's full throttle, Glenn.
And we'll be coming to you. I do need to mention that real quick. We are going to be coming to you live for the first time ever from ringside at the World Equestrian Festival at the jumping competition tomorrow morning on the show at 9 a.m. Eastern. We will be ringside with the microphone set up. We'll actually be watching the show while we're on the air. Our friend Emily Thompson of Vest Equestrian, of course, our jumping correspondent, will be with us, and we'll have a bunch of guests, and we'll be talking all things Wellington tomorrow.
I'm jealous. That sounds awesome.
You could fly over. It'd be fun. You join us for the weekend. It'd be a good time.
I am really busy.
Somebody
keeps reminding me there's only 7 weeks to start.
Prior, Sammy, you know, one of the things that makes Road to the Horse or any event like this, our network for that matter, work is sponsors and really having a good relationship with your sponsors. And you got one of those coming up.
Absolutely. We have Chelsea from Cinch Jeans joining us, and Cinch is a huge partner for Road to the Horse, and it couldn't happen without them. They supply all our first-class clothing to all our competitors and our wild cards and our crew, Glenn, because we have a huge crew, so it's just phenomenal to have a relationship like
this.
That's
why they always look so good.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So good morning, Chelsea. You there with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Oh, we're great. I was great until Glenn keeps reminding everyone throughout the entire show we're only 7 weeks away.
Well, I heard 7 weeks away, Glenn, and I got excited. I know, Tammy, that puts a little pressure on you and the crew, but I just got excited that it's that close, that that is coming up, and I get to come. So
absolutely.
Okay. Now, before we get started, Chelsea, we've done this with everybody on the show this morning. You're not the only one. You have to tell us something non-horsey about yourself that's fun and interesting.
Non-horsey about myself. Let's see.
See, it makes everyone think, Glenn.
It really does make me think.
We are all for the horse.
You climb mountains. you bike ride. You been to an exotic location. You're married to a supermodel, you know, whatever.
Yes, let's go with the last choice. No. I'm unmarried. Let's see. I would say non-horsey about me. I grew up in Wisconsin, which is like people would think is a non-horsey place, up in northern Wisconsin where it's snowy and cold, and I love to ski. That would be something non-horsey about me.
I've never skied.
You know, I tried it once and almost killed myself and never went back. So bless you if you can ski, because I wasn't that coordinated. But that's actually a beautiful country in the summertime. It really is. It's beautiful.
It really is in the summertime. Yes, yes.
Except for the mosquitoes. They grow them really big up there.
That's true. That is very true. Colorado, where Cinch headquarters is.
Yeah, people think you get to the colder areas and you don't get mosquitoes. No, they're just bigger.
Yes, they just come out in full strength, full-fledged, yes.
Is that where Cinch is located up there?
Yes, their headquarters are right out of Denver, Colorado.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, I didn't know where you guys were located. All right, I'm done, Tammy. You can take it.
Glenn. Well, you know, Chelsea, you're not new to Road to the Horse. You actually came and worked the 2014 event with us. So tell us a little bit about your history at Road to the Horse and what you'll be doing this year.
Man, my history at Road to the Horse has been for a few years now, and I've enjoyed it, loved it, I could say, probably as much as anybody, or like anybody that's been to that event. I had come a few years ago. I used to work for the Mustang Heritage Foundation before I came on board with Cinch. And so I was there with that foundation and got to watch and take part. And then a few years ago when Abby Schlum was a competitor, I was a part of her team and her crew at Road to the Horse. And so I was there helping her, which was a really neat experience to get the backside of Road to the Horse and be a part of that. And then as Tammy just said, last year I was at the event working, helping again on the backside, just with anything that needed to be done. So I've really enjoyed all of that. And since then I've come on board at Cinch, and it's neat to still have a relationship with Road to the Horse and be a part of the event, really excited to come back again.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be there representing Cinch Jeans on the concourse at Road to the Horse 2015?
Yes, we will be. I am coming with my business partner, Megan Scales, and she and I are coming on behalf of marketing and sponsorships, and we have a booth on the concourse this year. The Boot Store is the name of the store. They're actually in Lexington, but we'll also have a presence there on the concourse at Road to the Horse. We're excited. That's going to be the first time we've done that. And like you said, we've provided clothes in the past for the crew, but really excited to step out and provide some jeans and such for competitors. And I know this last year was the first time we also provided clothing following the event for the winner of Road to the Horse. So just excited about our relationship and partnership and being able to be a part of this great event. So
I'm going to ask you a question here, and this might be another tough one, although for you it shouldn't be. What makes Cinch, why has Cinch, you know, become so popular? What makes them different, and why have they become popular?
I would say that Cinch has a bunch of innovative thinkers. We like to think ahead. We like to listen to what our customers are asking for. And I would say we're innovative, not afraid of change, I think helps us stay at the top of the game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we were at the American Equestrian Trade Association over the weekend, and which we go to every 6 months. And that's kind of the English version of WESA out in Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we did notice, and I think it's because of you guys, bling is definitely coming into the English side a lot more than it ever has in the past. And that's definitely influenced from what you've been doing.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting being in retail how different patterns take across the country at different times and different movements. When bling may be big in one industry, it's not in another. But, yes, it's interesting how that movement has made its way through different dispositions and in different locations throughout the country.
Like, we'll be in Wellington this weekend, and the Hunter jumpers have really endorsed bling everything. I mean, the belt buckles, and you would have never seen that 15 years ago like you do today. Never. You would have never seen that. It just wouldn't have happened.
Yes.
Yeah. It definitely is. It is changing, and it is interesting how one thing and one discipline will bleed over and then become a thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
It really is true. And that's good for you guys, I mean, because that opens up whole new markets for you, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, again, to our designers here at Cinch are phenomenal, and they try to stay ahead of, you know, the curve of what's coming and really look at what's going to be the next big thing. And it's challenging to be a designer and to look a couple of years out as they're designing now clothes for 2016. So to know what that trend is going to be for then. So props to them for doing a great job. So.
That sounds tough. I mean, I didn't think about before, but how much ahead of the curve? You're really creating the curve.
Yes. And thankfully, a little bit, like in the main fashion industry, I think would be really, really tough. And thankfully, in the Western industry, we tend to follow a little bit that mainstream industry, but it is tough still to think that far ahead. And one of the neatest things I think that Cinch does when it comes to our shirts, and you asked about, you know, what makes it cool? And our gals in-house that design Cinch shirts, they start with everything. So they don't go out and look at a roll of fabric and buy it. They start on the computer with colors and threads and make everything their own pattern. So anything you see coming from Cinch is a one-of-a-kind. It's not anything you can buy anywhere else, which I think is really neat.
That's really neat. Yeah. You're just original to the core, really.
Yes, they are. They do a great job. So,
is the jeans the most popular? Shirts, boots. What's the most popular?
Jeans and shirts are definitely what we're known for men's jeans and shirts. Really exciting, and that's what people are familiar with. And the labels, you know, you hear of the white label, the black label, the green label, and so that's what people know Cinch as, is the labels. And then for shirts that fit really well as far as arm length and body length, they don't ever have to worry about finding a big and tall size. So
absolutely, and that's all I wear competing, Glenn, is Cinch shirts, because they are a little longer in the sleeve and they are a little longer in the torso for me, and it makes sure that everything stays tucked in when you're running timed events.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and living here in Florida, one of the things that I liked, too, is that you guys have, you know, you haven't stayed totally traditional in that we're going to keep the same materials and same fabrics that we have for the last 100 years. In the shirts, you've really gone to the technical fabrics that everybody's wearing. You know, we live in Florida, so in the summer, that's all we wear, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really hot, so those technical fabrics are important, you know, down here. And you guys have followed along and endorsed that. You've just made them a little Western.
Yes, it's fun to see everything that they're doing. I know this spring we have coming out what would be like a fishing shirt type that you can wear that has like that's a lot more breathable. That's a Western style and that sort of thing. And also one of the coolest things I think that's really come up recently with Cinch is starting in August and September of 2015, Cinch is going to make specifically some ladies' jeans and shirts, which I think is really cool, and it's been a demand in the marketplace. So that's those same traditional colors, patterns, fabrics that you see in the men are going to transfer to a women's product. So we're really excited about that coming out as well.
Oh, awesome.
Well, as you're making your way to Kentucky, pack a large khaki plaid bonded jacket, which is my favorite, and I'll send you our logo. You can put that on the other side from the cinchy thing there, and then we'll be in good shape. Just pack one of those, okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
You only have large left, so I want you to go get in the warehouse and get one now before you run out, because that I like that one.
Putting in your wish list there, Glenn?
Putting it out to the universe, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Sure.
You're funny today. Well, Chelsea, we thank you, and we thank Cinch Jeans for supporting Roads of the Horse, keeping all our competitors and crew looking on the edge of fashion. So thank you to Cinch for that.
Well, thank you. We couldn't be more happy to be involved in a platform that supports some phenomenal horsemanship, and it's a great event, so we're glad to be a part of it. So thank you.
It's going to be awesome. Visit Cinch on the concourse at Road to the Horse 2015, 7 weeks away. Hey, Glenn.
Or cinchjeans.com. Is it cinchjeans.com?
Cinchjeans.com.
And then khaki large.
I'm going to the warehouse right now.
Don't give him your email address, Chelsea.
I think there's only one left. So I'm just saying, okay? Cinchjeans.com, where you find it. Thanks. We'll see you there. See you, Chelsea.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You won't need your skis. You can leave them at home. It's going to be warm and sunny in Kentucky. Well, that was a fun show.
Oh, lots of people. Lots of
And we learned something new about everybody today, didn't we?
We did.
We learned
something about wives, and we learned something about radio DJs, and you just done a phenomenal job of bringing in totally useless information, Glenn.
That's it. That's my job, James. That's what I do. Hey, James, you know, he'd be a good announcer. He's really good. I think he'd be a good announcer.
Yeah,
runs in
so
the family.
I'll call back at him and catch him when he's – maybe call him when it's snowing there and he can't ride.
Well, you know what I'm thinking is we're going to be doing shows. Actually, what we're going to do this year is we're actually going to be doing shows. Last year, we did a show on Friday, and then we did a wrap-up on Monday. This year, we're actually going to do a show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. We're going to go do one every morning.
Oh, there you go, Glenn.
So I'll get James, providing he, you know, if he doesn't win the whole deal, which he's pretty convinced he's going to, so this may not happen. But I'll have to get James to help us co-host those shows in the morning. And
that'd be awesome. Yeah. He'd love that.
Yeah, I think he'd be good at that. So, no, that doesn't mean we don't want you to win, James. We do want you to win. So, don't, you know.
I want them all to win. They're all winners.
I know. That's the hard part. You know, Mary does a show with me once a month now here, Mary Kitzmiller. She'll be on next week, next Thursday, a week from today. And you know, I love Mary, so it's kind of hard because I don't know who to root for.
I don't either. And, you know, I know so much about all these wild cards from working with them, and they all have a story, and they all have, like, they're all worthy of it, Glenn. It's just...
Right, I know.
I know.
It makes it tough. It makes it tough. Well, looking forward to seeing you all in 7 weeks at the Kentucky Horse Park. Go to roadtothehorse.com now. Get your tickets if you don't have them. As I said, if you can't find anybody to go along, don't let that stop you. Come down anyway. Have some me time in Kentucky. You know, there's no better place to have me time than in Lexington, Kentucky. So,
shopping. shopping.
Yeah, exactly. Shopping, take a tour of the horse farm.
You know, I've got some advice for people, Glenn. Like, before you leave somewhere, call your credit card company and tell them that you're leaving to come to Lexington, because they'll cut your card off. That's what they did.
Did they cut yours off last year?
Well, they cut mine off when I went to Vegas shopping at Cowboy Christmas. Yeah, they cut it
did
off.
They?
I got a phone call from the fraud protection unit that cut my card off, and I was trying to make a purchase for like $400. I'm like, turn it back on. It's me. So anyway, before any big shopping spree out of state, remind your bank.
Yeah, all right. So before you come over to the horse, make sure you call your credit card. That's funny. And I know that happens, and it's good it does. I mean, because Vegas is one of those places
you
would take
us. Yeah.
You would take a stolen card, right? So,
exactly. Yeah, I wasn't mad at him. I was just like, turn it back on. I'm here till Friday.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Tammy. We have one more show beginning of next month before Road to the Horse 2015. And then, of course, we'll be doing a bunch of shows at Road to the Horse.
Yes.
So we look forward to seeing everybody there. And I'm looking forward to seeing another terrific competition. And Tammy, I get to see some shooting, too. That's fun.
I know. And you know the worst thing? I won't be shooting. I'm busy.
No, but can't you just get out there and ride one little lap or something?
I know. Then I have to bring my horse.
I mean, you're a world champion. We need to have you demonstrating. At least one. Bring Cameron along.
I organized the thing, and I am not shooting. It's just like,
no.
It's like creating a birthday party that you can't go to.
Exactly. And you get no cake.
No cake for me. I can watch it.
All right, Tammy, thank you so much. Everybody, the easiest way to listen to the shows is on our app. Just go to the iOS or Android app store and search for Horse Radio Network. You can find Tammy. You still have your personal website?
Yep, and on Facebook, Texas Shooting Horses.
TexasShootingHorses.com or Texas Shooting Horses on
Road to the Horse. Do you got any Road to the Horse questions? Just Facebook us at Road to the Horse and you'll get me.
Yeah, and they do answer. You know, a lot of companies, you ask them a question on Facebook, you never get an answer. And I was looking through there today. Road to the Horse answers every question. So,
We're social, Glenn.
What's that?
We're very social.
Yeah, I see that. And that's all thanks to my friend Tammy. And Tammy, I just wanted to remind you, I'll see you in 7 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know what? I really got to go work on the program.
I'll see you, Tammy.
Thanks, Glenn.